All right, let's begin. This is Case File 6409, NYPD 13th Precinct Station, Interrogation Room 2. I'm Petra Amos with Child Welfare Services, and I'm here with... This is the part where you tell me your name.
Eve.
Last name?
I don't have one.
You don't know your last name?
I was never given one.
And where are your parents, Eve?
I don't have parents.
Foster parents?
Don't have those either.
How old are you, Eve?
I appear to be 12 years old.
Appear?
My actual age is complicated.
Are you lying to me?
No, ma'am.
Because if you are, you should know you can get into big trouble for lying to someone in my position.
I understand that, but I'm not lying.
Let's take a step back. Explain to me why you were arrested.
For stealing a shirt.
A men's XL t-shirt with text on the front that reads, "Retired and loving it." Why would a 12-year-old girl even want a shirt like that?
I'm not 12. I just...
Look, 12. Yeah, you said that already. But that's not all you stole, was it?
No, ma'am.
Why don't you tell me exactly what you did to end up here?
Well, so earlier today, I arrived at Big Apple Gifts.
Excuse me. What do you think you're doing? You can't just put that shirt in your backpack. Another shirt? Wow, okay. And now you're just... Yep. You're going for more. Hey, little girl. I'm right here, you know. I can see you. Put down the keychain. Okay, that's it. Security!
I'm looking at an invoice for all the objects you attempted to steal. 6 novelty t-shirts, 2 Statue of Liberty keychains, 1 yellow taxi chew toy for dogs, and 3 pairs of I Heart New York boxer shorts. And you did all this right in front of the clerk, with a security guard standing 10 feet away.
I guess I'm not so great at the whole criminal thing.
Or maybe you were trying to get yourself arrested. I'm here to help you, Eve, but I can't do that unless you tell me what's going on.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I was trying to get arrested.
Why would you do that?
Because the other option was worse.
What's worse than being dragged to a police station?
Lots of things.
Let's talk about your backpack.
What about it?
The only thing in your backpack, other than the items you stole, was this. Can you tell me what this is?
It's a power cable. Like for charging electronics.
What about this clump of wires and computer parts?
That's an adapter.
Doesn't look like any adapter I've ever seen.
That's because I built it.
You? Built this?
Yep.
What for?
It's for charging a machine.
Where is this machine?
It's complicated.
I can handle complicated.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Eve, what are you getting at here?
If I tell you, will you promise to keep it a secret?
Everything you say to me is kept absolutely confidential.
Even if it sounds completely bonkers?
Even then.
I'm not like the other kids you meet with.
Yeah, I get that impression.
Because I'm not a kid.
What do you mean?
I know I look like a child, but I'm actually something very different.
Listen, Eve, the officer who brought you in wanted to toss you into a juvenile detention center. But because you're a minor, I was brought in. I'm your advocate. Do you know what that means?
Advocate. Noun. A person who publicly supports someone or something.
That's weirdly specific, but yeah, it basically means I'm on your side. But only if you're honest with... What are you doing?
Rolling up my sleeve.
Why?
To prove to you.
Prove what?
That I'm not like the humans you meet with.
Humans?
See?
For the record, Eve just pulled up the sleeve of her sweatshirt and showed me her forearm. About halfway between her elbow and her wrist, her skin has been torn away. But instead of blood and bone, there's... It looks like...
Should I describe it?
That might be a good idea.
A complex network of metal polymer wiring sensors and actuator joints, all powered by a lithium-ion battery core and encased inside a thin layer of synthetic material that's been carefully designed to look and feel exactly like human skin.
Why do you have all that on your arm?
I told you already. I'm different.
Different how?
I'm not human.
What are you?
I'm a robot.